Making his international debut here today, we have Mr. Michael Laurier. He is the CEO of Symphony Environmental. He's a Tottenham fan, he tells me off air. More importantly, he's given me a plastic bag, and we'll talk about this. I'm not an ordinary plastic bag. And further to this, we had a very nice piece in the Evening Standard last night, Market Minnows. Right, Michael, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
A couple of headlines I'm going to read out. Symphony, market cap of 23 million. Better plastic equals healthier oceans, blue planet program. You've talked about plastic bags. This is so in vogue at the moment. Tell me about your company.
Well, absolutely. Symphony, quoted on the AIM market, of course,
yep,
was established in 1995 and became a public company in 2000. In that time, we've raised quite a lot of money over the years to develop and to market our technology, which is the primary technology you refer to, is a biodegradable plastic. Biodegradability and plastics go together in today's world.
Yep.
And as they said on BBC and various other news channels, we need to deal with the problem of plastic pollution. And that's what we do. That's our business.
So in terms of things like straws, plastic bags, you know, I read with interest, you know, imagine I get a secondhand plastic bag and somebody's had raw meat in there, okay, and you've got something to sort that out from what I read.
Well, yes, indeed. We have two technologies, one that will make it degrade and the other one that will give it antibacterial properties. So all those harmful microbes from the meat, the chicken, the food, would be killed on contact with the plastic.
Right. Now, we've talked off air, and for me, it's very interesting. As a generation, we're using straws, we're using plastic bags, and there's sort of a transition. It's reached in the headlines. I think this David Attenborough show did a world of good for the planet, let's say. Okay, is it going to be the next generation this affects, or do you think there's a chance that, you know, we are going to take grip of this situation and improve the environment in the next 10 years?
Well, I'm really happy with what we're doing at the moment, because I'm seeing the first production in the last 1 to 2 years of a fully degradable coffee capsule, which is a hot topic today, a fully degradable toothpick, which is another hot topic, and I think we're producing multi-million straws, plastic straws, every month in Central America. So using our technology, we can make the plastic degrade and biodegrade in a predetermined period of time.
Right.
That's where it's going. We're upgrading plastics, which is why we say making plastic smarter.
Okay, so tell me about, you were in the Middle East recently, you've won some fantastic business. Tell the audience a bit about that.
Well, we're lucky because the Middle East and also some African countries have realized they can't ban the use of plastic. It's too important, too useful for growing crop and protecting food and carrying everyday shopping. It's cheap. And so legislation's been passed, particularly in the Middle East, like the UAE and Saudi Arabia, that now makes it illegal to make any plastic bag that is not made with this type of technology.
Right.
So the technology now will allow those plastics to degrade, then biodegrade. It's a form of organic recycling, but you no longer have the issue of plastic pollution. It's gone without banning plastics.
Okay, and what politically in Europe, are we way behind on this?
Unbelievable, because there are two camps. There's the ones that don't want us to succeed, and there's a very small minority that hasn't really seen the technology, and they're not shouting loud enough. So for Europe, the strategy is we've got to educate more people to compost, to reuse, to recycle. But it doesn't deal with the plastic litter. What happens if it escapes? So we say our technology is the insurance policy, and that's what we're trying to communicate to the British government and also into the EU.
Right. And in terms of the product line at the moment, can you run through what you've got or and indeed what you're about to get?
Of course. Our primary product is a master batch. It's like adding a teaspoon of sugar into your tea to make it sweet. We add a teaspoon of our master batch to the ordinary plastic production, and that then controls the life of the plastic. And that's put into shopping bags, it's put into cling film, it's put into mulching film, dry cleaning film, meat packaging, all sorts of food packaging from sweets and candies. All of that is where our product goes.
Right.
We do a little amount of products ourselves, finished products, but mainly we work with the manufacturers and the end users. in that way, it's a smart business model. You don't have to interrupt the supply. So if, for example, Marks and Spencer's or Tesco's or any of the large supermarkets wanted to use this technology, they would say to their manufacturer, add 1% of this Symphony's D2W to the ordinary plastic mix, and that then controls the life of their plastic. So there's no interruption of supply, no change to the actual raw material, as you can see from the plastic bag I got on the table, if I may.
Yeah, please do.
This is just, although it says I'm not an ordinary plastic bag, it actually looks like an ordinary plastic bag because it is. 99% of this is real plastic. 1% of this has got our magical D2W that will actually control the life of this plastic so that if it ends up in the environment, it escapes reusing, it escapes recycling, it escapes reuse. That will unzip and it will organically recycle itself back into the environment.
And so how quickly will that recycle itself?
Well, pretty fast if it's in the open environment. Like in the Middle East, it could go in a matter of probably weeks in that sort of intense heat.
Okay.
And then the biodegradation process is not a speedy, it's a gradual, because you want the benefit of the carbon value to be bioassimilated properly, to add value back into the soil.
Right.
So, and the guys in the Middle East, they've seen it. They've said, stop polluting our country with ordinary plastic. We want, by law, all our plastic to have this technology. So if you're sending flowers, you're sending washing machines, you're sending garbage bags, whatever you're wrapping in plastic must be made with this technology. So they've actually resolved their problem. While we in the UK, it's sad, we haven't yet got it.
Okay, so let's talk about revenue streams.
Well, revenue streams over the years have gradually and very slowly moved up, but in the last 1 year, if you look at our 2015 results and you compare them to 2016, you see a nice increase moving into profitability. And then as we've announced to the market in the last month, we moved up from around about 6.2, 6.4 million to our guidance, 8.2 million, a big jump.
Right.
And into a profitability that is a multiple of where it was the previous year. So we're moving. People are catching on. People are buying our technology globally. They're beginning to understand that they've got to make change.
Yep.
And making change means not having to buy a product that costs materially more. This is an easy decision for anybody to make.
Okay, well, I always ask CEOs, give me three reasons why I should consider having the shares in my portfolio.
Well, one of the reasons you want to look at Symphony is that I personally have continually invested into the company over the years. The other board directors have done the same, so we hold quite a number of shares. We've also got options that come to maturity towards the end of this year, so we're looking to see nice increases in revenue, which hopefully will reflect in the share price.
Okay.
So that's very important. We have around about, I think, 12 to 14 million pounds of tax losses. So in other words, we can make an awful lot of profit without having to pay taxation.
Yep.
And the final reason is the environment, plastic pollution, antimicrobial protection, that's hot today. They're two hot, hot topics. And so far as our financial stability, it's never been so strong.
Michael, on that note, thank you very much indeed. A fascinating subject, and obviously clearly a very hot topic. Thank you.
It is hot. Thank you very much.